More than a million undergraduate and graduate students from overseas come to study in the U.S. every year with visas in hand. Graduate students in particular are big business for colleges. But as Jill Kaufman of New England Public Radio reports, President-elect Trump's many anti-immigration stances have brought some uncertainty.
Young men and women from China, India, Saudi Arabia, and Korea make up the largest number of international students coming to the U.S. Their top areas of study, science and technology research, engineering and math, known collectively as the STEM fields.
Ultimately, anyone gets into STEM because they believe, or at least they hope, that they want to change the world.
22-year-old Archit Rastogi is doing his PhD in molecular and cellular biology at UMass Amherst, the University of Massachusetts.
At the moment, I'm working on studying how fetal exposure to certain environmental toxins can lead to diseases later in life.
He is here on an F1 visa, and he's part of a growing trend. A 2014 National Science Foundation report found the number of international students earning degrees in STEM fields rose by 35%. The number of U.S. citizens, on the other hand, fell 5%. That's one reason international students are in demand at big research schools like UMass, UCLA, and Purdue University. Another reason, money. Their tuition is sometimes higher and often paid in full. And the STEM knowledge they bring allows schools to apply for millions in research grants, which they need to keep running.
You know, there's a set amount of money, like if it's a $1 million grant, so UMass will get $420,000 on that $1 million grant.
And schools are doing a lot of recruiting.
Going to college and studying in the United States has been a dream come true for us.
As current F-status international students studying here in the United States, we know firsthand all the great things an American education can provide, not only for us.
The Department of Commerce estimates in 2015, international students contributed more than $30.5 billion to the U.S. economy. But if you listen to the incoming president...
I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland. America.
And among Trump's initial actions,
on immigration, I will direct the Department of Labor to investigate all abuses of visa programs that undercut the American worker.
Right after the election, university administrators like Ken Reed, who runs the International Student Program at UMass Amherst, began hearing from prospective students overseas and those on campus.
I think something that none of us have completely comprehended yet is how this is going to impact international admissions.
Sitting in his office, Reed points to a document written 2 years ago by U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions. It's called the Immigration Handbook for the New Republican Majority.
So I made these for you. This is for you, just in case it's helpful for you.
Sessions is Trump's nominee for Attorney General and chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest.
He has some very specific things that really have potential impact on international students, what's called OPT, or Optional Practical Training, which is a work authorization that international students get after they complete studies.
The OPT is really important, Reed says. It allows postdoctoral students, for instance, to get work visas known as H-1Bs, and that is what usually allows their research to get out of academia and into the marketplace. But those work visas are what Sessions has a problem with. In that memo from January 2015, Sessions cited a study that showed foreign students take jobs away from Americans, and he said the shortage of qualified Americans with degrees in the STEM fields is a false claim. Other data disputes that. No matter what happens, Reed predicts Trump's statements about immigration reform and building a wall have already scared off some foreign students.
You know, we're at an all-time high for international enrollment in the United States. And statistically right now, to see the impact next year, it should be pretty noticeable.
Jobs are one thing, threats to national security another. Before he was elected, Trump's original plan to ban all Muslims from entering the U.S. morphed into, quote, extreme vetting of Muslims from certain areas of the world. Alan Goodman says international students are among the most vetted visitors to the United States, Muslim or otherwise. Goodman directs the International Institute of Education, which conducts annual surveys of foreign students.
After 9/11, the U.S. instituted the requirement that there be personal interviews for every visa seeker and holder. We have the staff today, we have the procedures, and the international students coming here remain the most closely credentialed of any group of persons entering the United States.
over the past few weeks, many schools in the U.S. sent out a round of acceptance letters, and in a matter of weeks, prospective students will start responding yes or no. Grad student Archit Rastogi says he knows a lot of people who are at the very end of their PhDs.
And they're really close to doing all these great, amazing, crucial things, but they're very worried because they have to reapply for their visa, and by the time they reapply for the visa, the administration will have changed.
Rastogi says he came to the U.S. to do research in state-of-the-art labs that don't yet exist in India. He's got about 4 years left and eventually plans to return home. He's lucky, he says. His visa doesn't run out until 2021. For Here and Now, I'm Jill Kaufman.
And Jill's story comes to us from the New England News Collaborative.